John Gow, captain of a famous gang of pirates. Chapter 1. The Life of a Pirate. John Gow, the man who became known as the Orkney Pirate, was born in 1698 and grew up in the north of Scotland, on one of the Orkney Islands, where he became a sailor. He was very good at his profession and soon became third in command of a ship sailing for Santa Cruz. The crew of the ship were very unhappy with their conditions on board, and complained particularly about the food. The captain did not take their complaints seriously at first, but he soon changed his mind. He realized that the crew were preparing to take over control of the ship, and called the chief mate.
"I think we may have some trouble with the men,"
the captain explained.
"I want you to put some pistols in the cabin."
"Yes, sir,"
the chief mate replied. Two members of the crew heard the conversation and they told John Gow about the captain's preparations. Gow, who had always wanted to become a pirate, thought about what to do.
"If you take control of the ship, I'll help you,"
Gow told the men.
"But I want to be the new captain."
Gow was excited. It looked as if his secret desire to be a pirate was really going to happen. That night, a group of rebel sailors attacked the senior officers of the ship, murdering the doctor, the chief mate, and then the captain. They elected John Gow the new captain of the ship. Not all of the crew had been involved in the mutiny, and the innocent men were now hiding, frightened that they might be killed too.
"Nothing will happen to you if you continue to obey orders as you did before the mutiny. But now I'll give the orders,"
John Gow told the men. The sailors agreed. The rebels decided to change the name of the ship from the George Galley to the Revenge. They left for Spain and Portugal, where they hoped to steal a large quantity of wine. During the journey, they discovered a British fishing ship, which they decided to attack and capture. They sailed very close to the ship, and Gow shouted his commands to the other captain.
"We're pirates, and we're going to capture your ship,"
he shouted.
"It's useless to resist us. If you try, we'll kill all of you."
"We won't fight,"
the other captain shouted back.
"Come and take what you want."
They had no use for the cargo or the ship, so they sank the ship and kept its captain and four of his men on the Revenge. They then attacked a Scottish fishing ship. Once again, they sank the ship and took the men onto the Revenge. By now, they did not have much drinking water, so they decided to go to the Portuguese island of Madeira. They anchored some distance away from the harbour and made a plan. Seven men left for the harbour in a small boat. Their instructions were to capture a ship and bring it out of the harbour. If they couldn't do this, they had to steal wine and water and bring it back to the Revenge. This attempt failed, however, and they decided to leave Madeira. They sailed about 10 miles along the coast until they reached a small town, Port Santa. Gow sent some men to the town with a present of fish for the governor. The governor treated them very politely and visited the Revenge as a guest. Gow and the rebels entertained the governor and his friends very well at first. Later, however, when the boat they had sent to the island for food and drink came back without any, Gow threatened the governor and his friends.
"We want food and wine,"
he told the governor and his friends.
"If you don't get it for us immediately, we'll kill you."
The governor was very surprised and frightened.
"I'll make sure you get food and wine,"
he said.
"There's no need to kill anyone."
The pirates then left for the coast of Spain, where they found a British ship carrying slaves. They captured the ship and put on board all the men they had taken from other captured ships. Then they took all the food and drink from the ship and allowed it to continue on its way. Their next capture was a French ship, which had a cargo of wine, oil, and fruit. The pirates stole the goods and gave this ship to the Scottish captain whose fishing ship they had sunk, and he took his men on board with him. Gow was delighted with his crew.
"Well done, men!"
he cried.
"If we go on like this, we'll all be rich men!"
The pirates cheered their captain.
"Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!"
Soon they saw another French ship approaching. It was a large ship and had 32 guns, so Gow called his crew together to discuss tactics. He told them it was too dangerous to risk attacking a ship with so many guns. All the crew agreed with him except Lieutenant Williams, who was a violent, dangerous man.
"You're not brave enough to be in command of a pirate ship,"
Williams told him.
"We should attack this ship, capture it, and throw all its men into the sea."
Gow looked angrily at the lieutenant.
"I say that it's too dangerous to attack that ship,"
he replied.
"And I won't throw prisoners into the sea. There's been too much violence already."
Williams took out his pistol and pointed it at Gow, but it did not fire. Two pirates immediately shot Williams, injuring him seriously. Williams jumped into the hold and threatened to blow the ship up, but some of the pirates fought him and tied him up, then put him with the French prisoners. Their next capture was another British ship. Again, they stole all the food and drink from the ship and then put their prisoners on board the captured ship. They also put Williams on board and instructed the captain of the ship to hand Williams over to the British authorities. Williams knew that if he was taken back to England, he would be executed.
"Don't send me back to England,"
he asked Gow very humbly.
"You know what will happen to me there. Throw me into the sea if you like, but don't send me back to England."
Gow did not say a word to Williams, but some of the pirates began to laugh cruelly at him.
"They'll hang you,"
they told him.
"Have a good voyage to the gallows."